Hello everyone, I'm Michelle and welcome to the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. You may recognize me as Dr. Tenpenny's right hand. She's invited me to cover tonight's show and I know you're gonna love our guests as much as I do. I wanna extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here on Brighty on TV and I hope that you'll join us every single week on Mondays at 7 p.m. You know, for the last 22 years, Dr. Tenpenny has given literally thousands of interviews on radio, TV, podcasts, live conferences, and seminars. And almost all of her information was in one way or another about vaccines. She's made a profound impact in educating the masses on this topic, especially in the last 3 years. But as a trained ER doctor, who was a director of a level 2 trauma center for 12 years, and an integrative medical physician who's had a very busy practice in Cleveland, Ohio for nearly 30 years, there are so many other topics that are open to discussion. This is an educational show that we hope will bring you valuable information that you'll love. And tonight, I really do look forward to this chat with our special guest, Jim Gale. He's an entrepreneur, a permaculture expert, a financial expert, a four-time All-American and national champion wrestler, and for me, most importantly, a food forest expert. So stay with us. You will want to hear this one. We'll be right back.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Welcome back. Jim Gale is an outdoor enthusiast, entrepreneur, permaculture expert, financial expert, husband, father, and friend. A four-time All-American and national champion wrestler, Jim has excelled at pursuing his goals with fervor and passion, in part through his practice of inspired visioning and meditation. Jim has spent his adult life exploring. He backpacked through 37 countries, lived with the Maasai, I hope I didn't mess that word up, experienced island life in Hawaii for a time, all learning about cultures and fine-tuning his interests. And at 29, at that ripe old age, he set new goals, starting with to be retired in 3 years. Imagine that. And then he created a billion-dollar mortgage company in 3 years, helping him achieve that life goal. Following the achievement of his mortgage success, he bought a boat, lived on the ocean for a year, moved to Costa Rica. He built eco-villages there where he discovered permaculture. This was a life-changing experience. The aha moment where he set a new mission to bring his concepts to every single household in the world. And voila, food forest abundance was born. Jim is a sought-after motivational speaker who discusses self-reliance, entrepreneurship, food independence, supplies, sovereignty, and a grow freedom mindset. Wow, Jim, you did all that by 29?
Well, I did some of that by 29. The rest of it is still in process, my friend. Thank you, Michelle. It's so wonderful to be here. You know, I've been a big fan of Dr. Tenpenny. She was one of the first names that I heard of 16, 17 years ago when I first red pilled, when I first woke up to the problems of our world. And I tell you, when you're diving deep into the problems, which a lot of people are nowadays, they're studying the problems all day, every day, it can be very stressful. So about 3-4 years ago, I decided to put all of my energy towards demonstrating the solution to all of the world's biggest problems, from mass extinction, deforestation, cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, all the way to tyranny, What I'm going to share with you and your audience today is the answer to tyranny, absolutely for sure.
You know, I love that you're doing this, and I love exactly what you just said, that you've really dove deep into everything that's happened since you heard since you learned about Dr. T. And we had Dr. Brian Artis on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said the exact same thing you did. He said, you know, looking back, I came into this world, if that's what you want to call it, because of Dr. T. I mean, she really is a veteran in all of this. And I wasn't kidding when I said, you know, this is over 22 years of it. But, you know, Jim, one of the things that we started talking about really early on in this pandemic, whatever you want to call it, you know, back in 2020 was about food supply, prepping. We even did a webinar course in our sister site, which is learningforyou.org, learning4u.org, if anyone wants to look at it. And we did a whole prepping course about this. And we were warning people in 2020, look, you got 18 months to really prepare for all of this. And, you know, I was on the phone with you checking out your beautiful garden. And I was so secretly jealous. I wish I could have that beautiful garden too, Jim. I want to walk through your garden and eat your fruit and vegetables like you did. Tell us how that came about, because I mean, your resume is huge. I mean, wrestler, entrepreneur, mortgage broker, it really led you to a completely different world.
Most importantly, it led me to the awareness that anything is possible. In fact, Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, studied the most successful minds in the world, the most successful manifestors and entrepreneurs and creators. And after a lifetime of study, he deducted whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. It's biblical in a sense as well. So when I realized that, then I realized that there's no limits and I'm going to go for it. So as a result of that awareness that everybody has at their disposal, I have visioned and gotten very deep into the feeling of how do we change the world? How do we catalyze a shift in awareness that leads to mass adoption of the most logical thing we could ever do for ourselves? And that's take the poisons out of our lives and grow food instead of lawns. And anybody can do this. Anybody around the world can start with a 5-gallon and a little bit of energy and start growing potatoes, right? And then we help people go from that first step to creating complete self-reliance at their home.
We lost you when you said 5-gallon. 5-gallon what?
Bucket. Anybody could start with a 5-gallon bucket and grow food. And what we help people do is turn their whole living space into an incredible food forest.
Now, you and I talked a little bit about this. What about people who live in apartments? What can they do?
Well, they can get the 5-gallon bucket going in their closet with a little LED light and a little bit of love. And they can, with the help of good soil, which they can find at a local nursery, they can turn soil into potatoes. They can turn soil into tomatoes and cucumbers and spinaches and all the rest. Nature wants to expand. God's design, source, whatever you call this incredible system that we're living, it wants to create abundance for us. It's a matter of us getting out of the way. You know, governmente means mind control. The solution to having a free mind is to sit quietly in a garden and be connected with the ground again and to love and steward our planet again. And mass adoption of that is so logical and so beneficial on every single level. That's what we teach.
I love that. I love how you said get out of the way. You know, don't we, you know, humanity have such a bad habit of just getting in the way of everything and messing, messing it all up. It really is true. Get out of the way. You know, the first time I heard about food forests was, you know, let's go back to 2020 for a second again. I was speaking to my cousin here in Ontario, and she was saying to me, you know, Michelle, it's really not that hard, because I said, I can't even grow tomatoes for the life of me. My cilantro is dying. I can't get cilantro. And she said, just leave it alone. And I said, what do you mean leave it alone? I said, you know, I don't have a green thumb. She said, seriously, leave it alone. And she started telling me about this journey that she went on in her backyard, and she said it was the best thing I've ever done. I don't sit there and cultivate. I don't sit there and mess with it. I just, you know, plant some things, and I'm going to ask you about this, Jim, but she said, I plant some things that could help them to not, so I don't have to use pesticides and different things to that will destroy our health anyway. And she said, I plant, you know, certain plants around them that will keep animals and bugs away, and my vegetables and fruits, they flourish and they grow, and there, she says, I do next to nothing to make sure this happens, because it's supposed to happen. It's supposed to just grow if we stop messing with it. So I want to hear a little bit about that, because one of the things that we talk about a lot, Jim, is about, you know, heavy metals, pesticides, glyphosate, you know, Roundup, all these things that are being sprayed everywhere. You know, we use, I talked to you about this, we use zeolite to get rid of the heavy metals and things like that. And if anybody wants to learn about it, go to drtdetox.com. Because I keep telling everybody, we don't all live in a perfect world. We're going to eat out. We're going to eat at neighbors' houses. I'm pretty sure, Jim, you're not going to stop going to your neighbor's house and eat. And not everybody is going to think the same way we do about trying to be as clean as possible. But so for that, I use this, right? For that, I use zeolite. But what do you do, Jim, in your garden to make sure that your family's protected and your food is protected?
Well, so there's a few layers in there that I want to chat about. One is this idea that humanity is causing problems. And that's true. There's a half-truth to that. The truth of the matter is humanity is being led to the destruction of our ecosystem. It seems like, you know, systemic ecosystem collapse is happening now, right? We lost five species of birds, went extinct in the last year, right? Along with so many other things. And it's because of what you mentioned. It's because of the poisons that are pushed on us. They're sold to us by essentially BlackRock. Right? BlackRock is not only the name, it's the intention. By their deeds, by their fruits, you shall know them. Right? So we look at what is the actual problem going on, and that is the use of poisons, the subsidized by governmente use of poisons in our systems. So what we do, number one, is we use permaculture design, and we don't have any poisons anywhere in our system. Right? The other thing is that we're not gardeners. I'm not a farmer and I'm not a gardener. We are designers. We design landscapes to be hyper productive. So when I walk out my house outside, I'm in the midst of a Garden of Eden type of paradise where we have currently over 200 different species of edible and medicinal perennial plants. Right? And that perennial word is very important. Like, what is a perennial? A perennial is a plant that you plant one time and it will provide an exponential amount of food for generations to come. An apple tree, an avocado, a banana patch, raspberries and blueberries and blackberries and longevity spinach and Okinawa spinach and sweet potatoes and so many more. These are plants that produce so much energy that our food forest has already produced hundreds and hundreds of starts and millions of seeds for other food forests to start. Like, you can count the seeds in an apple, but you cannot count the apples in a single seed. It's exponential. So that's what we do. We design spaces so that they can create exponential energy without a lot of maintenance. And that's a key nowadays.
Now I have a question about environment, because, you know, not everybody lives in an all year round sunny, beautiful place like you do, Jim. But you know what? I'm going to start with where you are, because I was living in Florida too for a while, and I know that it's not easy to work with the soil there. Friends of ours had to put down soil beds in order to grow food. So how did you manage to do that there? Because I've seen your garden. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's so epic. Well, we started with a blank canvas of dead Florida sand. We dug a 4-acre, 25-foot deep pond, and then we used that material to build up our land to keep it out of a flood zone. Then we put 7 species of fish in the pond, and we suck water out of the pond to fertigate, which means to fertilize and irrigate our food forests, right? It's like massive aquaponics, and it's all on a timer, so it's all no maintenance. So we started by layering mulch, and then we went and put the nitrogen-fixing plants in, like ice cream bean and all the legumes and beans and perennial peanut and sunshine mimosa. And this is all a feature of proper design. We designed our system, our guilds, to be productive. Now, what is a guild? A guild is a community of plants that support each other. A community of plants, when you put in your nitrogen fixers, your beneficial insect attractors like your pollinator plants and your flowers, and your chop and drop plants and your shade producing plants, along with food producing plants, you've got layers of food in one place, and we could walk away from our food forest for 30 years. We could come back in 30 years and our food forest would have expanded for hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Wow, and would it continue kind of in the same map that you created for it?
It would continue just like the Amazon rainforest, which was a designed food forest 5,000 years ago. And when the people just let nature do her thing, it's epically expansive. And this can be done everywhere. In the deserts of Jordan, my buddy's got a food forest in Minnesota that has over 300 different species of edible and medicinal plants. And it's an animal refuge, it's an animal paradise, where they're recording animals in his food forest that have never been documented in the United States.
Wow. Okay, so you'll have to talk to me a little bit about that. So now he's in Minnesota, so it's cold right now.
Yeah.
How is he managing to do this?
Well, so just like any farmer in Minnesota knows, the harvest from July to October is huge. And that's the way that system is designed by God, by Mother Nature. So what you do is you just harvest an abundance of food in July and August and September and October, and then you either dehydrate it or you can it or you put it in your root cellar.
Okay, so for the rest of the winter, he's using what he's canned or dehydrated.
That's right.
He doesn't have to go out and buy anything else, is that right? Unless he wants to, but.
Exactly. Like my mom grew up in Minnesota as well. She was a farmer, she was a war orphan, who ended up in Medillia, Minnesota on a farm at the age of 6 years old. And they were completely off grid because they didn't have any money. And they grew all of their sustenance on their property.
Wow.
Yeah.
they didn't have to live off potatoes.
No, well, they had a lot of potatoes. But they also had all the berries. They also had chickens and pigs and all of the rest of it, right? So permaculture, the function of the design process is to take whatever zone that you're in and design for that zone.
And does your company do that? So if we want to hire you and say, okay, look, we're up in the north, cold, not so free country, how would you come over here and help us to design that?
We would start with a designer that knows your zone. And we have a team of international designers that work with us now, along with a team of installers. And if anybody else out there wants to be in the business of helping people be free and healthy and abundant, that's what we do, is we've created a network of people that support each other to bring about the golden age.
Now, how do you feel about, you know, again, somewhere up here where it's colder and you don't have all year round ability to be outside with your vegetables and fruits? How do you feel about having, you know, part of your garden being a forest garden and then having it somewhat of a greenhouse so you can still do certain things fresh in the winter? How do you feel about that? Does that work?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Greenhouses now have come a long ways. In fact, I was just on a call today. We are launching a greenhouse portion of our business because it helps extend the growing season or completely have year-round growing. There are people in Minnesota and Iowa and Wisconsin and all over who have used GAT systems and fancy greenhouses to grow citrus in the winter in places like Minnesota.
And how much of a space would you need for a greenhouse like that, like to do something like if you really wanted to extend it through the winter?
Well, it depends how many fruit trees you want and things like that. So a fruit tree takes up a certain circumference and a certain height. So you would design your greenhouse and the contents of your greenhouse according to your goals. Right. Some people don't care about having homegrown lemons and limes and tangerines. in Minnesota in the winter. Other people, that's what they want, and it's worth having that extra space. So the design process is very personal, and we start with what zone are you in and what do you want to do?
How much does something like this cost to do?
So our designs start at, we have designs for around $1,000 all the way up to golf courses that are completely food forest golf courses.
Wow.
Yes.
You'll have to send us some pictures of that.
Yeah, for sure. In fact, we will be called by national and international leaders of countries and communities to design from the patterns all the way to the details, whole countries. I've been reaching out to Ron DeSantis, and I'm not a fan of governmente or taxation or any of that stuff. I'm completely about freedom. But I also recognize the energy structures that exist. And all of the infrastructure is currently everywhere around us. And so I said to Ron DeSantis, I said, Ron, I've got an idea for you. Why don't you take 5% of the Florida budget, and over 4 years, that's $18 billion. $18 billion translates into 18,000 $1 million food forest installations. That's every park, that's every school, that's every prison in the state of Florida. Within 4 years, Florida would be the most healthy and free and abundant state in the nation, and it would be an example for the world.
I love that. You know, when I was in Cape Coral, I was living in a house that backed onto a golf course. And it was the most beautiful scene, you know, to wake up to every day. But what I disliked about it enough never to buy a house in a golf course was the pesticides.
Yes.
And their inability to, you know, create exactly what you just said. There was no garden. There was no life. In fact, there was no life to the point where the frogs were all dying beyond my Linnae, because they were drinking these pesticides, and my dog got so sick that, you know, I thought something terrible was going to happen to her. Maybe she ate a frog, or maybe she, you know, licked some of that pesticide. But that's what really deterred me from ever, you know, going back to a golf course community. So something like that in Florida, you can catch on to, not just Florida, I mean, anywhere that they have this. If you can catch their attention and say, hey, look, you know, get with the boards, the HOA boards, and some of them are, you know, community boards. And I'll actually get you in touch with the one in Cape Coral, because the owners of the homes of that golf course actually own the golf course.
Wow. Wow.
In that particular community. So I think they would love this idea. So I'll definitely get you in touch with them. I think this could be a great, great idea. And I just love it. So I'm definitely going to get in touch with you and do something like this and create some kind of a project so we can come back here and say, hey, look, we just did this in the cold north. We can definitely do that. Now, speaking of, again, sorry, cold north again, do you have to wait for spring to do this, or can you start this in the winter?
Okay, the design process is the first step. Once people are inspired and aware that it's possible to create these incredible landscapes, then the next step is design. So start designs now, because we've got a TV show starting very soon that's been funded. It's going to be incredible, where we go into backyards and we show the transformation from start to finish. We've got a council of people, generals and colonels and Green Berets, all of these folks coming around with one common mission. And, you know, Henry Kissinger 50 years ago said, if you want to control people, control food. That wasn't just the ramblings of a madman. That was the strategy from the guy who was the head of the Council of Foreign Relations, from the guy who appointed Klaus Schwab in this epic war that we are in. So if that's the problem, then the solution is exactly the opposite of that. Decentralize the very fragile and toxic food supply chain. So yes, so that's what we're doing, is we're coming together because food freedom, food sovereignty, is the first domino to freedom for humanity.
Oh, I love this. I love this. You know, we're going to have a whole, you know, we're going to go to commercial really quick, but I just cannot wait to hear more about what you've been doing and maybe talk about some of the examples that you've done out there in your hometown now, and what you did in Costa Rica as well. So everybody, please stay tuned. We will be right back.
Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance,
for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero, could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.
Welcome back, everyone. We've been discussing food forests and sovereignty with permaculture expert Jim Gale. Jim, I'm blown away because I've been wanting to do this for such a long time. And, you know, I was moving around quite a bit, Florida, Toronto, Quebec, and trying to get a handle of where can you do this? Where can you do something? I didn't know this, you know, where can you do something and let it go? Especially when I'm not there all the time to take care of it. I really wanted to be able to do something that just takes care of itself. So thank you again for being here.
I just want to ask you real quick, Michelle, do you have any trees or bushes in your yard?
I don't have a yard.
Okay.
So I'm in downtown Toronto. Think high rises.
Gotcha. Well, when you did you have trees or bushes?
Yes.
Okay. How much did you have to maintain those trees and bushes?
Seasonally, you know, I'd say most other people were spending every weekend doing something green. I did not. I tried to leave it alone as much as possible, but I'd say every other week at least, and there goes your summer here, right?
Well, so what I'm getting at is, have you ever seen a thriving forest?
Yes.
Who maintains that?
The birds and the bees.
There you go. That's the thing. That is the part that we're helping people see the simplicity of what we're advocating. Yes. It is so incredibly simple that the whole BS, right? The belief systems, the bad science, and the bullshit all around food sovereignty has been layered so thick for so long that people think it's hard work. It's absolutely the opposite. It's the most convenient and lazy farmer thing you could ever do. I literally can walk outside my house right now and I can get baskets full of food in 5 minutes that feed the whole family.
You know, my grandmother, when God rest her soul, when she was here with us, I remember walking into her backyard and we had anything green you can imagine. You know, in Portuguese, we would say couves. So she'd go outside and go get her couves, those little leafy greens and tomatoes, and everything grew taller than me. I was a little girl and I could walk through it. And, you know, one of my favorite things that she used to make was a mint soup. And it was so simple. It was, you know, egg, broth, mint, And then she'd break up bread and put it into it. I used to move the bread out of the way because I never liked it. But, you know, such a simple thing. And it was such a great way to grow up and see that. And I wish that my daughter could still grow up and see that now. So I love the idea. I'm going to bring you here, that's for sure. And I'm definitely going to bring you to Dr. Tenpenny's house and see what we can do in her. She has a magnificent backyard. So I'd love to bring you out there and see what you can do over there. But, you know, I want to ask you a question. How, you know, you talked about wanting to change the world. How are you doing that? What's your plan?
So Victor Hugo said there's one thing stronger than all of the armies of the world, and that is an idea whose time has come. I've been asking the question, what is that idea? Right? Bill Mollison said, though the problems of our world are increasingly complex, the solutions remain embarrassingly simple. Okay, well then what are they? Well, it's God. It's enlightenment. It's the Garden of Eden. It's growing food instead of lawns. It's using our resources wisely. And so there's many different ways to say the same thing. When we take the poisons out and grow food instead of lawns, then we literally solve mass extinction and deforestation and tyranny and everything else. When we grow food forests in schools, if the only thing we did over the next 4 years is we added a layer of logic and benefit to the school system, and that is you've got math, you've got English, you've got history, which is his story we know is a lie, right? But you've got those classes. If you add permaculture, if you add food forestry, and now the students are growing some of their own food on the perimeter of the property, or they're going to the local churches or parks or community centers, and they're designing and installing food forests and learning about how to work with nature again, if that's the only thing we did, we would absolutely reverse childhood diabetes and depression and illness and all of those things. Same thing with prisons. If the inmates grew their own food, then not only would they be healthier because currently they eat poisons, but the recidivism rate in programs that have already been proven has went down by more than 60% for inmates who grew their own food.
That's amazing. I was going to say, maybe we should add hospitals. You know, back in the day, hospitals used to have courtyards where people would come outside and get sunshine and it would help their healing process. You know, have you seen any of those? No, because hospitals are sick places to be. They don't make money for making you well. So we really do have to take action into our own hands, like you're doing, to make sure that your family has generational wealth. And I mean that in terms of food, because at the end of the day, what do you have? If the fiat goes to nothing, you've got nothing. You know, if real estate continues to skyrocket in prices and inflation the way it is, you know, I'm looking here at real estate in Toronto, for instance, and there is no young person getting out of university who's going to go get a great job and make, you know, over $100,000 a year and more that can afford the cost of living here today. An average condo, and I mean like a small 600 square foot, one bedroom condo here starts at $800,000. You know, the average person is not going to be able to do that. So, you know, looking into the future, what is wealth, Jim? It's your community. It's the people you can barter with. And I'm going to bring that up to you in a second. You know, the food, like how can you continue to eat? It's part of our prayers every night that we say with my daughter. We tell her to be grateful for the food we had on our table today. We don't know the day of tomorrow, you know. So this is kind of like what you're saying to me is the Garden of Eden. It is the way that it was meant to be. We weren't meant to be scavenging for food. We were meant to be able to eat off of our gardens. So tell me about your bartering, because I asked you that when we were on break. You know, what are you doing if the fiat goes to nothing and people have nothing to trade with you with? Is there a barter system you've been able to do?
Yes. So the increase of the money supply is causing the dollar to fail rapidly. And so we must come up with better ways. And food becomes the most valuable, like in the years to come. I'm glad that I have a little bit of gold and a little bit of silver, and I've got a little bit of cryptocurrency. But what I've put 90% of my energy, my assets into, is to create a completely self-reliant community. So, and by the way, everybody's invited here. We have Airbnbs. We're on a private 430-acre lake. We've got a mile-long paved runway right in front of me here, where world leaders will be coming here to learn about and to experience freedom on a level that many have never even believed could be possible. So we created a barter network, we being our broader community, a fellow named Marcos, and he invited a bunch of people here two Saturdays ago, and we had our first barter and trade event. And Michelle, you brought up the word community. I often talk about this. Food security, if we were the only ones that had an abundance of food during a food supply chain collapse, that would not be food security. Food security is when our neighbors are eating. So that's what we're doing. We're helping our neighbors create their own food supply chain locally, right? So we're introducing the bee people and the cow people and the chicken people and all the growers to create a local self-reliant community. And when we have mass adoption of that logical, loving, and joyful way of living, then we win the war on every level.
You know, in our civilization, we've lost touch with a lot of that. My grandparents came here, in the 50s, in the late 50s, but they were from an island. And on that island, they made do. And they figured it out. And there was not a lot. I mean, my parents didn't have electricity when they were first married. So you can imagine what that is like. But they had pigs and they had chickens. And they had a barter system, Jim. They were bartering with their neighbors. And they didn't have a lot of land, but it was enough for them to do what they needed to do. And everybody there had rabbits and chickens. Everybody. So you were able to have something, right? Yeah. And then you bartered those other things with people who might have vegetables or, you know, potatoes was the way of thing. That's why I was joking about the potatoes earlier, because in the wintertime for them, they had potatoes. Yeah. In the summertime, they had fish because they're on an island, you fish, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, looking back, we've lost so much of what they knew. And I'm so sorry that she's not here anymore to tell me about all the ways that she was able to survive. My mom remembers a little bit of it, but, you know, she was a child before she came here. So we've lost that, Jim. We've got to reteach our kids. And, you know, you said something about, you talked about the schools. Now, a lot of schools may not have a backyard or a garden, but they have a corner.
Yeah.
A corner in their classroom that they can teach these kids how to do this, so that they can then go on into the future and teach their children and so on and so forth. Learn what we lost, Jim. You know, I really do feel lost. I'm such a city girl that I really do feel a loss over this.
Yes, and it's time to come home to who we are. And the most wicked control mechanism for the slave master, for our adversary in this game of life, is evil. Is fear. Fear is the control mechanism. So the first thing,
evil.
It is. It's evil too, right? It's live backwards, live in evil. Yeah. It's not good and evil. Oh. It's live.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, and the devil never lived, right? There's AI, there's GI, there's all these different perspectives that I can talk in depth about. But the most important thing to come out of this with is the one most important thing is presence, which is the same as connection with the divine presence, so we can get the downloads, the awareness of what the next steps should be, right? When we're in communion with the divine, with this now, then something magical happens. And when we have fear out of our lives, then we are no longer controllable. And that's why here at Galt's Landing, we have not asked the government for permission to do anything. Some of the things we're doing are illegal according to the government. What the government will allow me to do, if I beg and if I pay and if I wait and if I get extorted, then they'll allow me to use glyphosate. They'll allow me to poison and kill and cut the land. But what they won't allow me to do is put an epic food forest on my property, right? So we're demonstrating very publicly faith and courage and joy and love and service. We put a food forest at a local school. We're working with a local prison. We have attracted a council of people who are very famous and connected. And now we're coming together to cross-pollinate, to shine a light on each other's skills and wisdom and services and products to create a whole new system that makes this current system obsolete.
And you remind me so much of Jim Caziel. Like, you're just your energy and your passion, what you stand for, and your belief. I just, you really do. You remind, you look like him, and you remind me of him. So that's a compliment. I hope you accept.
Oh, I love it. I'd love to talk with that fella and share with him. And when he sees, like these other folks have seen, they've come here and they've seen it. And when they see it, they are changed forever.
I believe it. Maybe I'll have to come and visit you with Dr. T.
Please.
She's very excited to meet you, by the way. She was disappointed that she wasn't doing this interview with you, but she's away. And she'll be back next week on Bright Young. But yeah, she was like, shoot, I missed that interview. Michelle, you have to do it. So
love it.
Yeah, that we'll have to make that arrangement. I want to come back to something for a second. You said that the rainforest was a 5,000-year-old plan. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. If you go into Google and you type in, was the Amazon rainforest a designed food forest? You'll see what the archaeologists have studied. They've taken LIDAR and different ways of mapping the old roads and the old communities, the old civilizations back from 5,000 years ago. And they can see the agricultural products. They can see how agriculture is along certain pathways. And when they recognize that, wait a minute, this is not by accident that the agricultural systems, the permaculture systems, are especially dense around their communities and around the roads that they have in their communities. And then when they let that go, it just expands.
That's amazing. I am going to Google that. I'm going to look that up together. Together with you, and I'll message you what I find. It'll be very interesting to see what I come up with there. You know, one of the things that I wanted to mention, and it's something that I thought about quite a bit, you know, going back to the real estate conversation, and you were in real estate for a while, so you kind of understand my passion there with it. You know, what people can do is if it's out of reach to, you know, like I just talked about, $800,000 condo, Jim, you know, an average house here is $1.5 to $2 million. And a $1.5 million house, you're going to destroy it and build something because it's probably the size of a garage.
Wow.
So you're looking at very, you know, close to $2 million for something that you'd actually live in. But people can buy land together.
Yeah.
You can still get together as a community, put your dollars together, and you may not have enough for you, but you have enough as a community. You know, my brother lives on a 20-acre piece of land, just 45 minutes north of Toronto. That's doable. Go and do that.
Yes.
You know, even if it is $1.5 million with a shack, go and get that with a whole bunch of people, invest in that, and you'll have something, you know, longevity. You'll be able to, and hopefully one day you could rezone it and build a bunch of community homes on it if that's what you want to do. But think at least about the food system.
Yeah.
And like this, you know, one of the biggest complaints I hear from people, Jim, is, oh, but I'd have to get out there and work it. Oh, I just don't have the time to do that. Oh, who's going to do that? So a bunch of us buy land together. Who's going to work it? We're not going to put animals on there, you know, that you have to go and, but, you know, we're just talking this food forest, and that's totally doable, right, Jim?
It's so easy and logical to come together right now and to buy a piece of land and to design the land right at the beginning. And that's what we're doing around the world right now. We've got a model called the Freedom Farm Academy. We're going up in Africa and Thailand and Canada, the United States, and we're putting these systems all around the world, and every one of them become a seed of abundance. So get together with your friends and family. And by the way, I was consulting another fellow that wants to do the same thing. And I said, put a plan together. You can go on our website. You can use our designs. You can actually then tell people that you're working with us. And you can say, this is what I want to do. And several people have literally offered him free pieces of land.
Wow.
If he does that on the property that they benefit from.
That's
as well.
Brilliant. Again, bartering. Again.
Yes.
You pay to get it done, and we'll, you know, put it somewhere on the deed that, you know, figure something out through a lawyer and get that done. That's brilliant. I love that. I really do.
Yeah. You know, it's really cool. It's so simple.
This is such an exciting conversation. The last question I'm gonna have for you, because this shocked me when we spoke last, is how long did it take you to build yours?
So I've built quite a few food forests, man. I started in Nicaragua and I had very little knowledge. It was 2005 and six and I hadn't learned permaculture yet. I just knew that I loved fruit trees and berry bushes. And so I bought a fruit tree nursery, a bunch of plants, and we started just planting them everywhere. Our failure rate doing it ourselves without design was probably 50, 60%. Wow. Then I learned permaculture. I moved to Costa Rica and we started planting it with permaculture design. And not only did our failure rate go down massively, but our yield started going up significantly. So the current food forest, 22 months ago, we had a blank canvas of sand that had no life in it for the most part. Now, 22 months later, we have what you saw, which is this thriving ecosystem of 230 different types of foods. And it's absolutely beautiful. People cry often when they walk through the food forest and they hear the explanation of what's possible for our world.
That's amazing. When I come down there, I'll come down with a camera crew and I'm going to film us going through your garden and let people see what you've done. Like, I really want to hone in on that. 22 months ago, it's not like you had to start this 5 years ago. Like, we can do this, right? So, yep. You know, it was so amazing having you on here. I know Dr. T is going to want to have you back on. Maybe we'll bring you on our happy hour show to talk about a verse. You're very spiritual as well, and I'm sure she'd love to talk to you about that. So thank you so much. God bless you. And I'm so excited to see what you're going to do from here on. Definitely going to come meet up with you and make some things happen. We got to change the world together. And I'm all in. I can't wait.
I love it, Michelle. Thank you. Together we win this war. Let's come together, take the poisons out, and grow food instead of lawns. And we have the golden age upon us.
Yes. And if you don't mind, Jim, I know our audience, my team was saying, don't forget to tell our audience what's happening. We have a glucose control BOGO that's going on. And why this is so important is because it could actually help regulate people's blood sugar. So for all of those who are not eating, you know, forest greens like you, Jim, this will help you lose weight, helps you feel good. It's actually helping to repair the gut microbiome. And I don't normally do this. I actually never do this on the show, but I wanted to let people know because it's such an amazing product. We have a BOGO and it's only available until the end of January. So I want to make sure that I let people know that they have a chance to go do this. And if they lock into a subscription, which they can move, you never have to do a subscription month to month. You can move it. You can move that dial. But if you do lock into the AutoShip subscription, you'll have this extra bottle all year round. So right until the end of December. So I'm sorry. I hope you don't mind, Jim. I really want to let people know because they really only have until the end of January to grab this. And it is an amazing product. If you're watching this show after the fact, you can still get a bottle for $10. And I know, there we go. They can go right here to bit.ly/gluco10 and they can get their $10 bottle. And that's after January. Up until the end of the month, end of this month, lock it in, guys. You get an extra bottle of glucose control, and you'll see some of my talks about that on my show, and I'll send the links for that on a separate description, and you can watch all about it. So I just want to mention that. So thank you again. I'm so excited. I'm going to call you after this show so we can chat some more. Tell people where they can find you.
Okay, foodforestabundance.com. And we have a free strategy session. So anybody can sign up to talk to one of our professional permaculture designers for free for 30 minutes. It's an incredibly valuable conversation. And then also, if you want to come visit us in St. Cloud, Florida, near the Orlando International Airport, it's galtslanding.farm. That's G-A-L-T-S, landing.farm.
We'll put that up too on our site. Thank you, Jim. So with that, Dr. Tenpenny sends you all lots of love. She's looking forward to joining you here in a couple of weeks again. And I want to follow suit and close with one of her favorite verses in the Bible, if I may. And that's Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. And until the next time, remember to lean into God. Trust God for everything. He will never let you down. And thank you so much for joining me tonight. And Jim, stay tuned for the next few minutes of special announcements about our sponsored products. Then mark your calendars for Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern for the next episode of Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Good night.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.